Welcome to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. I'm Randy Lewis, editor of the Digest. Today's featured columnist is Grayson Hurst Daughters. She is an Atlanta writer, video producer, and e-entrepreneur. Most of her 20-plus years in Atlanta have been spent working in network news and corporate communications. Her guest opinion pieces have appeared in many local daily and weekly publications.
At the AJC, it's do as we say and not as we do. What great multitaskers they are at the AJC. While busily restructuring their newsroom and operations last week, AJC management tossed around astonishing amounts of arrogance at the same time. Leonard Witt, the Robert D. Fowler Distinguished Chair in Communications at Kennesaw State University, points out in his blog, PJNet, that not one single representative from the AJC, from any department nor in any capacity, bothered to show up at SoCon 07, Atlanta's first social media conference held on February 10th of this month. Yet the AJC in the now infamous Wallace memo had the downright gall to claim that, quote, "Online, we will show that we know Atlanta best, providing superlative news and information and becoming the preferred medium for connecting local communities," end quote. Not only was the AJC a no-show, not one person from any other Atlanta-based traditional or mainstream media source turned up at SoCon 07 either. Not a lone AJC reporter nor a Channel 2 photog seeking a mere soundbite for the evening news was there to cover SoCon 07 as a local, dynamic, newsworthy, and new media enterprise so many people volunteered their time and skills to create, specifically for the Metro Atlanta online community. And yes, all Atlanta mainstream media were invited. During SoCon 07, some of the 250 participants posted relevant editorial and photos to internet sites within minutes of the kickoff speech. Video and podcast followed shortly thereafter. Community building has been happening online for, about 15 years now. Given that reality, AJC management should not be too surprised if no one really wants to be associated with their corporately contrived preferred medium. We've grown our own new media sources organically, just fine by now with little help from traditional media. Whatever they do over at the AJC in coming days, let's hope they don't go asking any Atlanta bloggers what the semantic web, for instance, is all about before SoCon 08. We're too busy moving forward to be slowed down and bothered by wannabes in the mainstream media.
You can visit the Georgia Political Digest on the web at georgiapoliticaldigest.com and the Georgia Podcast Network at gapodcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. Production services provided by WaySouth Media. Visit them on the web at waysouthmedia.com for all of your audio-visual needs.